ethnic cleansing is happening right underneath our noses in the Central African Republic. Missions, summer vacation, and high education. We'll fit those puzzle pieces together in a story today, and we'll issue a challenge, too. What are you a fanatic about? That's all coming up in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The battle for Central African Republic is more than just a Muslim versus Christian. Jim Hocking of Water for Good, an in-country partner of Living Water International and Reach Beyond, says,
in my humble opinion, it is more an ethnic cleansing.
Tit-for-tat fighting this week resulted in at least 30 violent deaths and kidnappings in two locations. The CAR has been in a downward spiral since January, and Hocking says the outlook is bleak. Yet ministry teams are still bringing clean water and the living water of Christ to the villages.
We continue to work where we can, but we never know where we can go next. It is more and more difficult to travel around the country.
Stop by our website to see how you can help the people of the CAR through Water for Good, Living Water, and Reach Beyond.
We, as the Christians of this country, can make an impact in that country if we will just take the time to do it.
Next, the expansion of Al-Shabaab, an Islamic terror group based in Somalia, has at least one ministry on edge. Buckner International is putting an indefinite hold on missions travel to Kenya. Buckner's in-country ministry is continuing, but the trips are on hold because of terrorist threats toward Westerners. You'll find more details at our website. And can you pray for Buckner and the situation in East Africa today? Pray that terrorism won't stop the love of Christ in action. This is Mission Network News. There's nothing funny about the Funny River fire in Alaska's Kenai Peninsula. Raging since May 19th, the blaze is contained at 30%. SOAR International's headquarters are in Kenai, and Greg Mangione says,
we have not been affected directly. Our offices are about 13 miles away from the fire, and the winds have kept it away from coming closer to us.
Rain is slowing the fire's pace. Despite evacuation orders, SOAR's planning work hasn't stopped. They're strategically placed to reach rural Russia with the hope of Christ.
Right now, we're in the middle of putting everything together for summer camp, and it looks like we're going to be involved in three different camps this year, one in the southeast area of Blagoveshchen, and two camps in the Moscow area. One would be an English language camp, and we are looking for a few people to volunteer time and resources to attend that camp, and then our camp for orphan outreach.
Teams are forming now. We'll get you connected at our website. Meanwhile, Cornerstone University students are preparing to head to India this summer. Gerald Longjohn of Cornerstone says they'll be working at a youth camp in Mussoorie.
We'll be helping out in the worship services. We've got several musicians from Cornerstone going. I'll be involved in leading some of the sessions and then helping out with some of the small groups in both English and Hindi, so a dual language and a great cultural experience for us.
Longjohn explains that this fourth trip to the area is part of their vision to establish long-term relationships. Cornerstone students are often abroad either for studies or service projects. So that begs the question, are missions important to the university?
Absolutely. Yeah, we feel like to equip students to excel as influencers in our world for Christ, which is our mission statement, it's important for us to be exposed to what God's doing around the world and to the amazing work that he's doing through his people.
As the team prepares to leave, pray for their safety, unity, and encouragement that they would be a blessing in India. And what are you a fanatic about? What about stopping human trafficking? According to Operation Mobilization, Italy's home to 50,000 victims of commercial sexual exploitation. OM is attacking the problem by showing a documentary about trafficking called Nefarious. After the video shown to community members, viewers learn how to prevent, protect, and pray for these victims. Pray for the communities in Italy to practice Christ's compassion for the oppressed of society. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn how to pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.